You will always accomplish what you believe you can do and what you determine to do. Today on Growing Hope, we discuss the ways that we can set determination and also the 5 points for understanding and discovering your unique heart seed.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! Cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to grow up lives that dare to live big dreams and grow up possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because everyone can use a little twisted encouragement just to keep the day more interesting. We all need more encouragement if we're going to keep going, and we have to keep going if we're going to get it done. No matter what we're trying to do, we have to do it if we want to make it so. And whatever it is we're doing, we're going to have to believe that we can do it if we're going to be able to keep that determination enough so that we can keep going. When I was little, I could climb anything. And I did. I could shimmy up a 30-foot pole and peek into the birdhouse on top. Or I could scramble up the 14-foot four-year wall. As long as I had some way to grab hold, I was gone. Not once do I remember anyone telling me I couldn't do it. They didn't tell me I was going to fall and hurt myself. They didn't tell me not to do it. Maybe they did, but I was usually too determined to hear what they had to say. Or maybe they were saying things to each other or saying things to other authorities that I missed because I was already too high to pay any attention to the words that they were trying to enforce. Either way, I didn't let what they were saying or didn't say hinder what I was doing. I just continued to climb. I believed I could climb anything, and so I did. And then I grew up. I believed I had to act better, and so I climbed less. The less I climbed, the less I could climb. So when I believed I could, I did. When I did, I could. When I didn't, I couldn't, and I quit climbing. When you believe you can, then you can. The limits come when you put those limits there. Sometimes you put them there because others told you that there were limits. Sometimes you decide that there are limits. Either way, what you believe is what occurs. The more you invest in believing your big dreams, the more you will be able to pursue those big dreams. But you have to dare to believe before you can begin to achieve. What are you willing to believe? What are you letting others define for you? Make today the day you dare to believe your heart more than you allow your mind to believe the world. One little bit of belief at a time, you will begin to grow up the possibilities that will not only move you into your unique place in purpose, but that will allow you to fly into more than you even dared to dream. Everything you want to do begins with a seed, an idea, a spark, a possibility, a vision. In pursuing your place and purpose, it is the heart seed of the unique you that is the beginning. Your place and purpose was crafted to match your gifts and talents, abilities, your journey, so much more. And only you can live out that unique place and purpose. And depending on when and where you're starting, you have to uncover a lot in order to expose that heart seed. When you uncover the heart seed, then you are positioned to fulfill your uniqueness and ignite the momentum that's going to keep you going until it's done. Now, I always knew I wanted to pursue words, but understanding the how of that pursuit has caused me some rough times along the way. I've had to interpret what other people have said. I've stepped out in faith at times, and I've also jumped back into my own understanding at times, guided often by what others directed as more than what the heart was directing. The more I believed in my unique heart seed, and the more I do believe in my heart seed, the stronger I stand in the pursuit of my design. Now, it doesn't stop the pressure from trying to force me back into the box that they have created. But as long as I have that firm grasp on my heart seed, it makes it me stronger so that I can stand in my unique design. So point one is to find your heart seed. You have to uncover the seed before you can help it grow. The original heart seed planted in you by the Maker for such a time as this, it's the very thing that grows up into your possibilities. Uncover the heart seed that has been covered or even crushed by the things of the world. I know I was fortunate that my immediate family supported my journey, no matter where that journey took me. Just like they never limited me on my willingness and my ability to climb, my immediate family never told me that I couldn't or shouldn't do something. The closest that there was my grandmother saying, you know, they call them starving artists for a reason, when I mentioned that I might want to pursue writing. But even she pulled me aside before she died, and she asked me to write a book based on all the information she had collected on our family, because she said if the book was going to get written, I was the one that was going to have to do it. Despite all of the support, everybody encouraging me to pursue my uniqueness, I still struggled. I don't think it was fully exposed. I don't think my heart seed was truly uncovered until that moment when I sat across from Jim at the co-working night in Huntsville, and he looked at me and he said, it's like trying to imagine a snarky rainbow. And it was just like the clouds parted, and I knew that was the moment. That was the moment that all that had been piled up on my heart seed was cleared away. The more that has been piled up on your heart seed, the more you're going to need to invest to uncover your heart seed. So point two, all seeds can germinate. Temperatures matter, soil matters, care matters, consistency matters. All of those play into how your heart seed will germinate. But know that you are the perfect soil. Even if the perfect soil is there, we can disrupt the soil to the point that the seed won't germinate. It won't allow for the growth of the seed, or sometimes it even destroys the seed or the seedling that's attempting to grow up. Imagine cleaning this out of your house with bleach, and all that bleach washes down into the soil, and those plants that have been growing all of a sudden are contaminated and can't grow. Or, like in our case, many years ago, I taught my sons how they could capture the pollen from one daylily, and then they could transplant it over and apply it to a different daylily, and this would cross-pollinate the two plants. And then we would capture the seeds, and they would let the seedlings grow. And my middle son managed to grow this amazing red seedling. And after so many years, you get to name it and sell it. So he really took care of this seedling, protected it, guarded it. And then a tree fell on it during a storm. But the seedling survived amazingly. So we transplanted it up to the house. And we got it up to the house where we could shelter it and protect it better so that he would have the opportunity to name it and sell it. And then the tornadoes hit. And another tree fell right where that daylily was set to grow in spring. Fortunately, the daylily survived again. Unfortunately, it did not survive the trampling of the construction companies that came in to repair after the tornadoes. And that was the last time my son attempted to cross-pollinate a daylily. But all seeds can germinate when they're given what they need in order to survive. But you have to be aware that even though your seed can germinate, you can still walk away from what that seed is supposed to be. It's always your choice. The third point is to nurture the seed. You have to give your heart seed the unique nourishment that your heart seed requires. Not all seeds need the same things, and sometimes if they're given the wrong things, even though those wrong things may be considered good, they will either wither and die or become something that they're not supposed to be. They were never designed to do it. I was given a plant at a plant swap one year with my garden club. I was told it was called a wood poppy and that it required mostly shade. But the problem was I didn't have a place for a mostly shade plant at the time. So I just stuck it in the ground where it might get some shade. Well, it grew up. It survived not having partial shade. But, I mean, it grew way up. Instead of just being the few inches tall that it was supposed to be, it grew up by feet. I mean, it was huge. And it did have some really cool flowers at the top, but it was so tall and so demanding and overbearing. It just overshadowed the daylilies and the iris that were planted there to be spotlighted. And then it started to spread. So I paid my son and his friend to go out and pull up all of the plants by the roots and to burn them. And they did. And apparently the plant took that as a challenge because it came back the next year stronger than ever. And it continued to creep down through the flower bed and even out into the lawn where the lawnmower would mow it down and it just keep coming back. Your heart seed has specific needs. And you want to be sure you provide what it needs to grow up into your possibilities and into your unique design, and not a creeping wood poppy. So point four is to invest in regular maintenance. Take care of what you're growing. When I finally started pursuing words as a profession, I discovered there were unlimited directions that I could take that pursuit towards. I would, and still do, chase rabbits down one trail only to be distracted by a squirrel along the way. There's just so many opportunities, and some of them are really good opportunities, but not all of them are my opportunities. I continue to have to hone my focus, sometimes with trial and error, and most of the time with real assessments of not only what I can do, but what I want to do. Living your heart seed will require regular maintenance. And finally, point five, prepare for the harvest. Your harvest will come at just the right moment. And if you aren't prepared, you may leave your blessings on the ground to rot. The more you understand your heart seed, the better positioned you will be to recognize the blessings and live in those blessings when they arrive. Growing up your heart seed can be a challenge because there's no set recipe. You're the first person to grow up this particular seed. You will be the last person to grow up this particular seed. So even though you can learn from others, and you should learn from others, there are no others that can show you the exact path. You can't follow the path of others. Your heart seed journey will be unique. So find your heart seed, germinate your heart seed, nurture your heart seed, maintain your heart seed, and prepare for the harvest. The more you understand the uniqueness of your heart seed, the better equipped you will be to live bold in your unique place and purpose. Your place and purpose happens when you make the choice to believe, to embrace, and to step. And then you just keep stepping. It all starts with the first moment of believing, the first move to embrace, the first step to move. Each first leads you a little bit closer to your big possibilities. Today's challenge is about finding your way to accomplish your first. One, define the objective. Two, make out the first that is necessary. What one can you do? The third is to record getting the first completed. How does that feel? And the fourth thing is to repeat as necessary. It is more possible to do more when you do more that's possible. you do more and you be more when you invest more in your doing. So imagine where you're going to be when you make that choice for the first. Make the choice to focus on the first, invest in the little bits, and continue the little bits until it's done. Thank you so much for joining me today for Growing Hope. I am excited to share with you this next part of the book, Place and Purpose, where we're going to discover the how for living out your uniqueness, and what a perfect time for talking about living out your unique how. How are we going to get it done? If you're interested in learning more about the book, Place and Purpose, visit harnessyourwhy.com, where you can also purchase your book to follow along with as we continue this journey. And remember, if you've missed any of the episodes, you can always catch up at growinghoperadio.com. Now, I look forward to hearing your stories about your little bits and about your heart seat uncovering. So connect with me at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or the Growing Hope Radio website. And remember, if you want some daily inspiration and encouragement, join me at snarkyrainbows.com. You have it in you to grow up amazing possibilities. Time to get growing. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.